is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Hour number two, Usual Suspects. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. We are at Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue, the home of Cajun Eats and great daiquiri treats. You need to be here. Check it out. Great new spot right on the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Stop by, see us, have some great food, great environment, beautiful people all over. We'd love to see you here. Oh, and Barry's here too. Did you want me to pick up the names you were dropped about?
What? Oh, no, it's good. It's okay. I'm just over here chatting with George Wallace. No big deal. Just, you know, that's typical day for me. It's whatever.
Well, because your girl was busy.
Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, she was busy in Washington, D.C., so she couldn't get to
you. Oh, was
she
in D.C. doing something?
She was, knee-deep in the the hearings today.
Oh.
Yeah, as a not-so-casual observer.
No,
yeah.
She was pretty vocal.
I don't know, but she's been vocal on social media about all of it.
Yes. Oh, you follow her?
No, I just know people pointed out how
vocal she's been.
How opinionated she's been.
That doesn't surprise me. Not in the least bit.
By the way, shout out to your Sugarland Skeeters.
Hey.
Championship Series down in game one. No big deal.
Championship.
Get into the extra innings and win that one. And then last night, their pitcher throws a 9-inning, 11-strikeout complete game. 10-0 victory for the Skeets. They're now on the road, up 2-0, trying to wrap up the best of five championship series.
Maybe we don't call them the Skeets.
Skeets! The Skeeters!
Maybe we don't call them the Skeets.
Oh, well.
Let's just say Skeeters.
Scotty and the crew are going to be happy we're giving them mad love and shout-outs.
I love Skeeters.
I do, too.
Don't call them the Skeets.
I want you to throw out the first pitch.
You just want to see my form.
I want that on video.
You want me to bounce it. If they do agree to let me do it, you do understand that I will spend months and months. I'll go hire a pitching coach.
That's why I'm not going to – I'm telling you, one of the stipulations is surprise. Can you do it tomorrow night? That's it.
Nope.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get is less than
24
hours.
Sorry, I'm busy. Let's get it on the calendar for next month, though.
I believe this is it, championship series. So you got a whole offseason to start warming
there
up the
wing. There you go.
That'll work for you?
I like it. Yeah, I do.
So congratulations to the Skeeters. That would be back-to-back for them.
For sure.
That's a good deal. Good baseball.
So I was writing my article for SportsMap, which is I was predicting the 25-man roster and then how I thought the series would go against the Indians.
Yeah.
We have the playoff schedule. We now know it's the October 5th and 6th at home against the Indians,
which
the Astros.
Is a Friday, Saturday night, right?
I believe so.
Yep.
I would have to look it up.
It is Friday, Saturday night. Friday, Saturday.
And then they go on the road October 8th and 9th, and then home October 11th.
If necessary.
That's what I was going to ask you. How do you see this thing going?
I'm telling you, man, and the more I look at this, and you and I had this discussion the other day. By the way, you are the man. With a plan when it comes to the roster discussions and picking out who should make the roster and whatever. So make sure you check out Barry's article on SportsMap because he is the guy that can break that down better than anybody. But when you look at it from me, as much as I've picked the Astros all year and I'm a huge Astros fan, I am concerned about the Cleveland Indians for a couple of factors. One is, as we touched on the other day, the starting pitching. And I think that if there's a team in baseball – that can stack starting pitching like the Astros or come close, it's the Cleveland Indians.
Yep.
And I'm only worried about the American League right now. But, I mean, when you look at what we talked about in terms of the injuries and the issues with Boston in their rotation, with Price, who's still coming back from injuries, with Sale trying to get right, with their third starter up between Porcello and whoever you want to pick. But when you look at Carrasco and you look at Bauer and you look at Kluber, you look at those three guys, you're looking at, aside from the Astros, the best rotation, I think, in baseball. And so that worries me. And the other thing that worries me is the fact that from an Indians perspective, their offensive lineup, when you talk about the guys like Ramirez and Lindor, but then when you add a former AL MVP in Donaldson, you've got a very, very formidable lineup too that can hit the ball. They've given the Astros all they've wanted in the regular season the past couple of years. It really concerns me. I think it's going to go – I really think it could go 5 games.
I'm with you. My prediction was Astros in 5.
And I hope the deciding factor is playing it at Minute Maid Park. And I hope that they're better in the playoffs at home like they were a year ago than they were this year in the regular season.
I'll tell you, for me, the deciding factor in the series is exactly what you said, in that these teams on the mound from a starting pitching rotation perspective, the Indians can go arm for arm with the Astros.
Yep.
And you only really need three if you decide you want to throw a guy out there on short rest. But the fact that they have Clevinger and they have, like I said, Bauer and Carrasco and Kluber, they can go arm for arm, starter for starter with the Astros. And as you get to that fourth matchup with Keuchel, you know, you can talk about who do you think is better, Clevinger or Keuchel, as a fourth starter in the playoffs. They can also go bat for bat with the Astros. I believe they have the lineup to hang with the Astros. The big difference, and it's not even close, is that bullpen. And the Indians' bullpen has not been good all year. Now, when it comes to the back end of the bullpen with Brad Hand, absolutely, he's as good of a closer as you could want, especially going into the playoffs. So no problem there. Osuna, Hand, you call that even. But everywhere else in that bullpen, I think the Astros have the advantage. In fact, when I was doing the breakdown for the roster, man, when you get down to that 13th spot or however you think that I was having to decide between Will Harris, which I left off, Framber Valdez, which I left off, and then it came down to, is it Joe Smith, is it Brad Peacock, and is it Josh James? And I put James on the roster.
I think he's earned it.
Here's the reason why I put James on the roster, is he's got that plus fastball, he's got 100 miles an hour, and he can locate it. But you know what? It's not going to surprise me if one of these five games goes extra innings, and it could go four, five, or six innings into extra innings as evenly as these teams are. And I could see it one of those games where the Astros are down early because Kluber is so dominant. This has happened twice now when he's pitched against the Astros. He's been dominant early, but this team has came back against the Indians and got to that bullpen. So I could see it.
See, that's the big thing, too. Yeah. In years past, the Indians' bullpen was as lights
out
as their starters.
It scared you.
And
they
it's
don't scare
not
you
anymore.
That's what I'm saying. They don't scare you. That's why the Astros, all things being considered, the Astros have the better bullpen. But I could see this bullpen collapsing, giving up an early lead that Kluber goes out and gets. And now you've got to go four, five, or six innings, and you can throw James out there and let him do that. And he's not necessarily going to hurt you because he's proven that he can pitch well, and he's got control. And I left Framber Valdez off because he has no control.
His control is terrible.
21 walks is a terrible sign. But I ended up having to choose, basically, between Brad Peacock and Joe Smith. And if that's what your bullpen comes down to having to make a decision on, you're by far have a great opportunity in these playoffs because your bullpen is deep. When you look at their numbers and how well both of those guys have pitched all year, they're not great. But when you consider that they're the last arm in the bullpen or could be the last arm in the bullpen, that's pretty damn strong.
Here's the other thing to take into consideration, too, because everybody thinks, well, between Peacock and Smith, it's a no-brainer because Peacock's the guy that's a more known name here in Houston. But the fact of the matter is, go look at Smith's record in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And look at the fact that when he was with the Indians last year facing serious, serious competition and pitching every single day. I think he appeared in either four of or all five of the games a year ago against the Yankees. He's given up one hit.
Yeah, he has. And that's basically the decision I made was I left Peacock off the roster and I added Joe Smith. And the reason was their postseason experience.
Yep.
Joe Smith has pitched in three different – he's pitched in the postseason over three different years, 2013, 2014, 2017. Last year in 2017 in the ALDS, he faced the Yankees in four games, gave up zero runs. He hasn't given up a run in the postseason in his career. On the other hand, when you look at what Brad Peacock did in the postseason last year, it wasn't pretty. He's got a 5 ERA for his postseason career. So all of the other numbers being equal during the regular season, you look at that and go, you know what? I'll take Smith. And he's got that funky delivery, which changes
that sidearm
angle is a good thing. If you got a righty and you're trying to get a good matchup and maybe, you know, you've got Smith out there facing a lefty and they want to counter a righty and you want to go out there and throw a righty against them, you get that arm angle.
So and Andrew Miller's not the Andrew Miller of the past. Injuries to his back, his knee, you don't know what you can get. Otherwise, before, that was a lights-out multi-inning reliever from the left-hand side that gave everyone fits. Now you don't have to worry about him as much. He's not anywhere near what he used to be. So their bullpen definitely, I totally agree with you, is something that is a question mark, which used to be solidified in the past by depth. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a hell of a series. And I don't think people I think too many people are looking past this series.
No.
Because I think in the American League, if it's not the Astros, my bet to be there at the end is the Indians.
Yeah, I think this is this will probably be the best series that you see out of the American League.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
so,
I'm with
you. There was a little bit more baseball for you. So we got plenty more coming up. And don't forget, Sigmund Bloom is coming up at 2:30 with Fantasy Football. You guys are doing great about getting us all your questions, and we're going to get them to him. If you do want to get in on the mix with Sigmund Bloom, just send us a tweet or a text, 713-780-3776. That is the HR&P listener line. But text us, and we'll get your questions lined up so we can wrap and fire with Sigmund at 2:30. Otherwise, it's more of the usual suspects. Live from Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue, right here on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you heard the man. We're coming to you live from Buku, and one of the things that we always do on a Friday is it's a Florida Football Friday. That means once an hour we're doing a giveaway. If you win the giveaway, you are registered to win the grand prize, and it is quite the prize. It is going to be round-trip air transportation, four-day rental car, hotel accommodations at the Hampton Inn and Suites Amelia Island, tickets to the football game at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, where you know your favorite professional team is playing theirs, so you can figure out who's participating in that. And golf at Amelia Island National Golf and Country Club, which is fantastic. All compliments of Florida's First Coast of Golf. So make sure you keep listening, you tune in, and you enter the giveaway when we do it. And when you do, you're entered for the grand prize as well. If you want to check out the contest rules and information, ESPN975.com. But try and win that Florida Football Friday giveaway because it's a good one.
Yep. Good luck. Let's get to the phone call because we lost Lawrence earlier. So I don't want to lose another caller because you know we love you guys. Eric wants to talk about Osuna's charges being dropped. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. Just the last we heard about the Osuna thing and that fiasco. And do you think Bell's going to sign with get traded to the Colts or the Texans? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Wait, no Cowboys?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So I think his first question was, is this the last we'll hear about the Osuna thing?
Mm.
If he stays out of trouble, it is.
Quite, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the questions that we had for Allison Craig when she was on a couple of days ago, which that interview got some great run. Good for her.
I was just going to say, yeah, it got great running, even in Canada.
But we asked her about that, and, you know, she wasn't quite sure about the civil charges, but her, you know, her observation was, is if the victim in the case was saying that she's back in Mexico and she wants to try to cohabitate as parents, and I don't know that would be the case, but that might be the only thing, is at some point before the statute of limitations is up, whatever that might be in Canada, if things fall apart and don't go well, you might see a civil case. Otherwise, though, no. I think if he stays out of trouble for a year, according to what the Crown has dictated,
yep,
then I think it's over from a criminal standpoint.
Yeah, I think, and from an Astros perspective, obviously you want it to be the last you hear about it.
Yeah.
He's already come out and said and made the statement, this is the last I will speak about it, after he made the comments in being relieved about everything. And then you move forward. And you look at it and you say, hey, from a baseball perspective, this guy has been everything that you could have asked for in terms of someone at the back of your bullpen, and only from a baseball perspective. But it does give a little bit of credit to the Astros because of the fact that they stuck their necks out pretty far.
Yeah.
And put their butts on the line, starting with Jeff Luhnow. And so far, so good in terms of the way it's turned out. And by the way, look at the other side of the equation and look at the fact that Ken Giles just keeps on talking and just – your man Kenny G. Oh, boy.
I can no longer defend him. He is he's not an Astro. I can no longer defend him.
Well, you were doing it the other day when he was no longer an Astro.
Well, that's true.
I had someone on Facebook, too, go to – they must have been listening to us because they were like, do you know he's 24 for 24 for saves? And that should have been enough for them to keep him around. No. There's a thing called locker room culture and handling yourself in a professional manner. And he wore out his welcome. Not so much when he punched himself in the face, but when he kicked his manager in the nuts by walking off the mound and giving an F
yep.
you.
Yeah. Yep, that was it. I mean, that was honestly
– there's no going back.
You knew it was over for him as an Astro as soon as he did that. And I think he knew that, too, and that's why he did it. He was done. He didn't want to be here anymore, and obviously his comments after the fact show that as well. But, you know, you replaced him with a guy that you took the risk on, but at the end of the day is a better closer than Ken Giles. So from a baseball move, which we said all along, it was brilliant of the Astros to go out and get Osuna and swap him for Giles.
No question.
Fantastic move. Now, the other part of Eric's question was, where does
Le'Veon Bell end up?
Texans or?
Or Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I've said all along, I think it's the Colts. I think they could use a running game. I think they have the money under the salary cap. You would be pairing him with a good quarterback there. You know, there are a couple of offensive linemen away. That defense has played really well. They might have the rookie of the year on defense. This is a good, you know, it's a Colts team that's trending in the right direction. And I think adding a piece like that and maybe, getting a couple of, getting some help for Andrew Luck on the offensive line, could go a long way with this team.
I went off the board, Alex. I said the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe the Jets because of the fact that it's a big market. It's a chance for him to get hooked up with a good young quarterback prospect and the fact that the money's going to be there. The Jets need a running game and a big kind of marquee player to build around from a marketing perspective as well besides Sam Darnold. I think that the Jets will probably make a hard push for him.
Yeah, and speaking of folks and new places to play.
Yes.
Eric Reed. It was announced that the Panthers have announced on Thursday that they've signed veteran safety Eric Reed, which came as a surprise to many, considering that, like Colin Kaepernick, Reed is suing the NFL for collusion.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Football Talk said, quote, per source, the Panthers signing of Eric Reed does not impact his collusion grievance. There was no settlement as part of his deal with Carolina.
That
will be ongoing.
We have said over and over that this guy should already be playing somewhere based on ability alone. This dude is talented as all get out.
Yep.
The thing, too, Barry, worth mentioning is Breshad Breeland signed with the Green Bay Packers this week. I bring that up because of the fact that he was one of the premier corners out there leading into free agency this offseason, had a foot issue. Why was he and Reed not on the Texans' radar so that when they needed secondary help, they could have gone out and got it? And you can say everything you want about Eric Reed off the field. The fact that his brother was drafted with the Texans and is playing too would have only helped a case to say, hey, this dude could fit right in. From a culture and locker room standpoint, I don't foresee it being a problem. And, boy, could he help your secondary.
Indeed.
The Breland thing, too, to me is like, look, you just got to have that guy on your radar and realize if you don't want the issues, you still got a guy that can play that can help you.
I mean, you just wonder, though, some of these owners in the NFL are trying to, I guess, distance themselves from the controversy in any way, shape, or form because it's already, they feel like, already affecting the NFL and their bottom line. And I don't know even, and not to get off on a tangent, but I'm not even sure I agree with them that the whole kneeling and Kaepernick and Reed and all that is what's affecting the bottom line. Look at the play on the field and look at all the pass or the roughing the passer calls. And that might be, to me, that might be hurting them or going to hurt them more than this in the long run. Because when you put a bad product on the field, it doesn't matter what the players are doing prior to it. If people are turning off the game in the middle of it because it's soft and they're mad and they don't want to watch it anymore.
And I'll take it a step further because you're absolutely right. And I'm watching the Packer game this last weekend. There were no less than 7 pass interference penalties in the first quarter and a half. That's bad football.
Yep.
No one wants to watch a bad product. You're absolutely right. And that's something they should be just as concerned, if not more concerned, than the things that are really pressing their buttons in terms of the bottom line.
Yep.
So Interesting there. Reed finally signed with Carolina. So we'll see how that plays out for them, as Carolina has been somewhat of a surprise, I would say, early on in the season. And again, yeah, we got a big football game tonight between the Rams and the Vikings that we can continue to talk about.
Yeah, a couple more news and notes, yep, before we move on from NFL. And by the way, later I want to play a game called How Bad Are the Texans Tackles?
Okay.
We'll play a game. But Adam Schefter reporting that Vikings are optimistic that Dalvin Cook will play tonight.
Mm.
Versus the Rams, despite his hamstring injury. All right, more news and notes. Speaking of hamstrings and your Houston Texans, Will Fuller was listed as limited in practice on Wednesday. Jack Doyle did not take part in practice on Wednesday as well for the Colts, so he was out. Also for the Colts, Marlon Mack's hamstring has him listed as a limited participant in practice. A couple other things from around the league. Joey Bosa, Chargers defensive end, said he anticipates being sidelined at least 8 weeks.
That's a big loss.
Yeah, they thought they'd get him sooner than that. That's probably not going to happen. New England Patriots running back Rex Burkhead is going on the injured reserve list. September 26th is when they announced that because of his neck. LeSean McCoy said he is playing this week despite dealing with cracked rib cartilage.
And they're playing in Green Bay, too. So.
That's tough, man. I've never had a broken or a cracked rib, but I've heard that it's painful. It's like some of the worst pain you can get.
I've talked to the guys, and they said,
I can't imagine running.
A lot of the guys said that the NFL players that I've talked to that have had it said it's just how high is your threshold of pain?
Now, I wonder if it's different than – because it says despite dealing with cracked rib cartilage. I wonder if there's a difference between a cracked rib and cracked rib. I'm sure there is. There has to be, right? I don't know.
As long as there's no bones involved, it's got to be easier, but still.
Yeah. Tampa Bay Bucks QB Jameis Winston has a 3-day roster exemption before the team has to activate him from the commissioner's exempt list on Friday. So they've got to make that decision, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Bengals A.J. Green's groin, he aggravated it and is expected to play this week. Devontae Freeman's knee is acting up, but he did not take part in practice on the 26th. And if you're wondering about Josh Gordon in New England, he was limited at practice. Why? Because of his hamstring. So
that they said wasn't an issue. That
really they
wasn't
said
an
wasn't
issue,
an issue that he
was
didn't
the final
play.
Issue in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Marcus Mariota was named the starting QB for Week 4.
There you go.
So there you are.
All right, we continue to roll on. Next, coming up, Sigmund Bloom. That's going to be fun. That's our fantasy football segment. You know how that goes. So right now would be the time to call if you're going to call. But otherwise, we've got a ton of questions already for him. Twitter and text, we're probably full up on that.
Yeah, hop on that. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in on the phone lines now. Light them up. And as we say, we always take the calls first, and then we move to text and tweets. So hop on there, 713-780-3776. Speaking of fantasy, I want to tell you guys, man, if you play fantasy, did you know you can even bet on fantasy points? That's right. With my bookie, you can bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. How cool is that? Man, my bookie makes it fun. You're already watching the games. Why not make them a little more interesting and put a little something on them? And you can do that with my bookie. And remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. My bookie is the online destination to get action on any game. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why Fred recommends them. And they've got a ton of ways you can play and win. You can even bet on horses. I think you can bet CFL is what Fred is doing. It's crazy the stuff that you can get action on. And you know what's great? When you win, they pay you. That's one of the most important things. You can talk about all the being in business for so many years and all that. But when it comes down to it, you just want your money. And my bookie, they pay you when you win. They've got in-game live betting, some of the most rewarding player perks in the business. It's super easy to get signed up. Just go to mybookie.ag. You can even just Google mybookie. But mybookie.ag, get signed up. And when you sign up, they will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right. I did not stutter. I did not mix my words there. They will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Just use promo code radio to get that dollar for dollar match on your first deposit when you sign up. Just super easy to get to, mybookie.ag. Google mybookie if you can't find it. Whatever you do, sign up, get started, because you know what? You play, you win, you get paid at mybookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You are the man. We are live at Buku, 5600 Richmond, the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Don't forget, if you get out here, first of all, the food is outstanding. Pac-Man Joel is digging in like never before here. But you get out here, you can get two meals. You get half off your third meal. You buy three meals, you get a free meal when you buy those three. So lots of reasons to get out here, try the food. It's outstanding. 5600 Richmond, it's Buku, and we're enjoying ourselves here. But it's that time. It's our favorite time of the week where we are joined by Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com to answer all your fantasy questions. Sigmund, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good, and a little confused after week three, but I guess that's one of the things that keeps us coming back is just when we think we know, we find out we don't really know.
What was your biggest surprise? The Bills, obviously, right?
Well, the Bills, but also just some turnarounds. Like Detroit wanted to run the ball, and they finally could run the ball. Seattle wanted to run the ball, and they finally could run the ball. So we see some teams that have aspirations coming into the season, and after 2 weeks in, we say, well, that's not going to work. And then we have to always have our minds open to the possibility that things will change and continue to change.
All right, so anything you want to get off your chest for the listeners out there before we get started on the calls? Anything you maybe want to catch them up on?
Well, just for the listeners, because I think the listeners will appreciate this, and I get a chance to say Kiki Cutie with Bruce Ellington on IR, and seeing the way that Deshaun Watson is extending plays and knowing what Cutie did with Patrick Mahomes back at Texas Tech in the deep passing game, I'm really excited to see him. I wouldn't necessarily pick him up in fantasy leagues this week, but if he's active this week and we get a chance to see him, I think we'll know whether to pick him up next week.
Very good. All right, let's, without further ado, let's get to the phone calls. Up first, KD, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. You're up. Go.
Hey, yeah, I got two questions. Should I play the Rams defense or the Bears defense this weekend? And my second question is, I got a trade that I'm proposing, Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers, and LeVar Miller for Saquon Barkley. I hang up and listen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd love that trade. You know, Rodgers is the best asset there, but anytime you can trade some of your quarterback value to upgrade elsewhere to a player like Barkley, I'd do that. I'd stick with the Bears defense. We saw Ryan Fitzpatrick. It showed why he's been a journeyman starter when he was under pressure. The Bears are going to put a lot of pressure on him at home, so I would make sure to plug them in.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get on the phone lines and ask your questions to Sigmund Bloom before the weekend gets here. Up next on those phone lines is Jeff. Jeff, you're up. Go.
Yes, sir. A 0.5 PPR. Would you start Brandon Cooks or Boyd and at flex, Buck Allen or Kerryon Johnson? Thank you.
Yep, I would go ahead and go with Cooks tonight against the Vikings. The Rams' offense is one of the best in the league. We just haven't got to see them on this kind of stage yet. I'd go with Kerryon Johnson against Dallas. I think Detroit's going to keep that running game on track. We saw how good Johnson is doing. If anything, he should be getting more work than what he got Sunday night, and I think the momentum is in his favor.
Very good. 713-780-3776 if you got questions for Sigmund. NASCAR Johnny's up next. NASCAR Johnny, go.
Hey, question for you, Sigmund. PPR league, Doug Baldwin for Jay Ajayi. I have Jay Ajayi. My other running backs are Gurley, Christian McCaffrey, and Aaron Jones. So should I get Baldwin or not? Thanks.
Baldwin might be back this week in a PPR league. He certainly has a lot of potential value, although I like Jay Ajayi, too, with the way the offensive line is playing for the Eagles. He's back in practice. He might be the healthiest of the running backs, you know, with Corey Clement also hurt. So, you know, it's tougher to find running backs than wide receivers. They're both good buy low candidates. Because you have two strong running backs, you still might need Ajayi this week. I would probably stick with Ajayi because I just don't trust Doug Baldwin's knees to hold up all year.
Yeah, he's been out or questionable. Speaking of that, you've got guys like Keenan Allen that are questionable going into the week.
Yep.
Should you have a backup plan, or you feel comfortable with a guy like Keenan Allen's going to play?
We haven't heard anything yet about Keenan Allen that would make us worried about him. So, you know, there are definitely some players that we're going to be watching the injury report coming in tomorrow. That's going to be the telling one. You know, I don't think we're going to see Joe Mixon, so Jawani Bernard safe to play. I don't think we're going to see Devontae Freeman, so Tevin Coleman safe to play. I do think we might see Leonard Fournette come back this week, but check back on Sunday morning to be sure.
Very good. All right, up next on the phone line, Nestor. Nestor, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Real quick, man, if Josh Gordon plays, do you start him, and is Will Fuller a must-start?
Fuller's absolutely a must-start. We see what happens when he's on the field with Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't play Josh Gordon in his first game back just yet. I mean, you know, we want to see him, see how he fits in this offense, see how he fits with Tom Brady before we trust him. But obviously, you're holding him to see what happens.
Very good. 713-780-3776. You can call or text. I probably wouldn't text, though. We've got a long line on the text line already. But if you want to call and get in and beat all those texters, you can do that. 713-780-3776 if you want to talk with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Up next on the phone line is Trevor. Trevor, you're up, man.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sigmund, two questions. Pretty deep standard league. Barry mentioned earlier that A.J. Green might play. If he does not play this week, would you start Geronimo Allison or Sterling Shepard? And for running backs, would you go with Sony Michel or Phillip Lindsay against that Chiefs defense?
Yeah, I'd go with Michel with Rex Burkhead on IR now. He should get a ton of work against Miami with Lindsay. It's hard to know against Kansas City what's going to happen. If Green is out, I'd love both of those plays this week, Allison and Shepard. Good job on your bench. I'd probably go with Shepard. New Orleans slot corner is out for the year. Last time the Giants and Saints played, it was 52-49. So you want to get anybody from that game in if you can.
All right, back to the phone lines we go. Steve is up next. Steve, what's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
Hey, so I'm in a two-quarterback league, and my question is, one, are there any quarterbacks I should keep an eye on, especially looking at the Giants or the 49ers situation? Second question is, would you trade a tier two running back, like say like a Freeman, that kind of guy if healthy, for a quarterback in a tier two or in a two-quarterback league? Thanks.
Well, if you're hard up, you know, if you lost Jimmy Garoppolo and you don't really have anybody to plug in, you know, you have to plug in a backup and hope that the starter gets hurt, then I think you have no choice. Somebody I would pick up in the two-quarterback league right now is Chad Kelly. Case Keenum, not inspiring confidence. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep up with Patrick Mahomes. I think Chad Kelly could be a lot better than Case Keenum, and that's not really a slight to Keenum as much as it is to say that Kelly is a very underrated prospect. I think they know what they have in Denver. We may see Kelly soon.
Very interesting. All right, keep back to the full lines we go. Jonathan, you're up. Go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I got a standard league, Carson Wentz. This week, or Baker Mayfield at Raiders. I'll hang up on this thing.
So I'll do a conditional one here. Alshon Jeffrey was practicing yesterday, but not today because of an illness. If Alshon Jeffrey is playing against Tennessee, I'll probably put Wentz back in my lineup. But I like Baker Mayfield this week. Oakland had a lot of trouble with the speed of Miami last week. I like Antonio Callaway. I like Jarvis Landry to be able to take advantage of that. David Njoku. I think Baker Mayfield's going to have a tremendous start. I'm not going to talk anybody out of starting Baker Mayfield over those kinds of options with Carson Wentz still knocking off some of the rust. So if Wentz has Jeffrey back, go with him. Otherwise, Mayfield.
All right, we're running out of time, so you guys make it quick on the phone line. Just ask your question and keep it going. Travis, you're up next.
How you guys doing today? You got a PPR league? Just pick one guy, Diggs, McCoy, or Crabtree.
You go with Diggs. Both the starting corners are going to be out for the Rams tonight.
Ooh, all right, so we have heard, yeah, because I know they were both injured, but that's going to make things a lot more interesting. Dwight, you're up next.
Hey, flex position, do you start Freeman or do you start Kupp?
You go with Kupp. I don't think Devontae Freeman's back. If it's Royce Freeman, I think that Denver's going to have to abandon the run, so go with Kupp.
All right, we got time for two more. Scott, you're up.
Hey, I got Jacksonville D or Bears D.
I'll go with Jacksonville against the rookie Sam Darnold this week.
All right, last one before we have to cut Sigmund loose. Mike, you are the lucky winner. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I got Derrick Henry, Lamar Miller, and Hogan. Long-term, your prospects. I'll hang up. Thanks.
Yeah, Miller, I think things will pick up as we saw him get more involved in the passing game. Hogan is going to be up and down if all these hands are on deck for the Patriots soon. And Derrick Henry, we have to get some quarterback play out of the Titans before we can trust Derrick Henry, because even as they're winning games, he's not doing much.
There you go. Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Sigmund, how can the folks get a hold of you? What services do you guys offer that they can use to help them set their lineups going into the weekend?
On On the Football Guys message board, I answer questions every Sunday morning. So there will be a thread there that is pinned in the Shark Pool where you can post your questions. We've got the waiver wire trade dominators, lineup dominators, some apps. We do 9 episodes of my podcast, The Audible, each week. We do a live show Sunday morning. We go over injuries and late-breaking things. So we try to stay on top of things for you at Football Guys.
There you go. Footballguys.com is Sigmund Bloom, one of the best in the business. We're lucky to have him each and every week right here on The Usual Suspect. Sigmund, we appreciate it, man. Have a good football weekend.
Thanks. Good luck, everyone.
All right. There you go. Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. Make sure you check him out. Follow him on Twitter, at Sigmund Bloom. He might get to your questions, but the best way to get them in now is that message board, like he said. All right. We got plenty more to come right here at Buku Chimney Rock in Richmond. We'll be back right after this. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, coming to you live from Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue, right on the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Stop by, see us. We'd love to say hi, and the great staff is here busting their tails. As always, great food, Cajun food, great daiquiris. Come on in, see everybody. Promotional teams here. Lots of giveaways and free stuff as well, but hey, the food alone should be what brings you in. So come on in, see us when you get a chance. Barry, obviously with the fantasy football stuff, it's always great with Sigmund simply because of the fact that we have so many listeners that play so many different teams. And this way, we just try to get as many in as possible. And, yeah. And if we don't, there's a way that you can still reach Sigmund and get your questions answered. But that's always good stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that he does it with us and we're able to get those questions answered. Because, man, a lot of times you're like, damn, and I even have questions and it sucks because – I don't get to ask my questions, and I want to know what his thoughts are. I try to sneak them in. Like, I do have Keenan Allen, so when I brought up the fact that he's been questionable, it was like I was being a little bit selfish there. But, yeah, man, it's always good, and I hope that the listeners enjoy that because a lot of folks will shy away from doing a segment like that. But I think that the fact that we can do it rapid fire,
yeah,
it doesn't get
people don't like talking
boring.
Basketball and hate fantasy football, and there's lots of things. But for the same time, our listeners, we try and tailor what we do towards – you guys.
And I don't think it's boring. I think
no.
You could, because Sigmund does it in a way where you can glean some information
yep.
from him.
And you know what else makes it not less boring and you know it's effective? Is because you get the same questions from several different people, which means they're worried about the same players.
Yeah.
And so if we can get it at least answered once and addressed, it helps about 5 to 6 more people along the way because we see the questions. And we're not kidding you when we say between Twitter and text and calls.
Oh, boy.
It is a laundry list of you that have questions, so that's always a fun segment. Happy to do that, and again, makes us focus even more on the upcoming games this weekend because there's some good ones. And if your Texans weren't dead before, if they don't win this weekend,
oh, they're already dead.
Yeah.
I mean, they're done. We said, I mean, we talked about the fact that last week versus the Giants was a must win.
Yep,
and they didn't win, and now they're down in a hole 0-3. They're not. I mean. I hate to be that guy. They're not making the playoffs. I'm not going to post a picture on the front page of the Chronicle of a tombstone
but I'll
pronouncing them dead. But I don't think this is a playoff team.
I don't either. But if they win against the Colts, then you got the Cowboys at home on national TV, so you know they're going to be all jacked up. And then the Bills at home. It is conceivable.
You think they can – I mean, that Bills team was showed out pretty well
last
against the
week,
Vikings.
Sure, but we got to see what they're made of long term. That's why it'll be an interesting test this week for them at Green Bay. But essentially, you look at the schedule and say, well, at least it's not the Jags and the Pats, you know, who they already – obviously, they already, I'm just saying, of that caliber team. You look at three games coming out, starting 0-3. Colts, Cowboys, Bills, not exactly world beaters where you got a shot to try and get back to 500 just to try and save some respectability before the end of the season.
I mean,
are you thinking 4-12? I mean, or, you know,
I'm not thinking 4-12, but I'm not thinking great.
Okay.
I don't know. I would have to go back and look at the schedule again, but it's just not – I don't know. They're nowhere near what we thought they would be offensively or defensively.
Yeah, and defensively is where the biggest disappointment for me lies, simply because of the fact that you knew as long as you were getting everybody back healthy, and J.J. was the biggest concern because of back-to-back years of serious injuries. J.J. Watt has come forth in the first three games, and at least looked like he's on the road to getting back to at least somewhat – I won't say where he once was because that was at an elite level, but he's continuing to improve and he's making an impact. Rest of those guys, we've talked about them ad nauseum in a negative way. Where have you been? What are you doing?
Right.
And why is this defense so bad?
It's been pretty quiet outside of Mr. Jesus Watt.
Yeah, you wanted disruptive
and
turnovers and all these different things. You're just not getting, aside from the Honey Badger, too, who has lived up
Tyron
to his
end. Matthew is playing well. I think Kareem Jackson has played pretty well.
Decent.
Got to give him some credit. He played well his first game at safety. He had to fill in after the injury to Kevin Johnson.
Yep.
So he's played a little cornerback, and I think he's played decently. Never going to be a guy that turns around and locates the ball, but as we learned a couple of years ago talking to Q Dimps, that's how the Texans teach it. That's how Romeo Crennel teaches his secondary and wants him to play is don't find the football, just face guard the man and defend that way. So I know you guys get frustrated. We did too, but once you learn that, you're like, well, if that's how they're being taught to play, and he said, Q Dimps said many years ago when we talked to him, trust us, we would love to turn around and find the football. It makes it easier to grab an interception, but that's just not the way they're taught. So they're out there playing the way that they're being coached.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. My biggest concern, though, is that, and I know that people are starting to worry about it a little bit more now, is as great of a pickup as the Honey Badger has been, does he stay for more than 1 year if it looks this bad and stays this bad all season long? Does money solve it all?
No, I think you had to take the shot. I mean, you had to.
I credit them for taking the shot. I just think he's going to be like.
But we talked about them needing to get better in the secondary and needing to get better on the offensive line. They went out and got an offensive lineman in the third, fourth round last year with their second pick that they had in the draft. And they went out and got Tyron Matthew. They were getting bad at safety. They had to do something. So I'm never going to fault a team for taking a shot. And if it just doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. So, yeah, it might be short-lived. But hopefully he likes this team and will re-up and
they
can afford it.
I hope they pay him well enough that entices him, as well as the fact that, look, there's still enough quality on the defensive side of the ball to build around to where it's not going to be like this long term. Because, you hope that, as you mentioned, as Brian Gain gets, another draft under his belt, as they continue to build and look at, as many choir boy free agents that can play, that they continue to build both sides of the football so that it is a team that's on the rise instead of just a team that continually does what we've seen them doing worse, like they're doing this year. So if not, one big season of and then nothing but 9-7s or 4-12s is not going to get it done. You hope that they're on the rise and they continue to get better, and that entices them to stay as well.
Well, cross your fingers.
Someone texted, by the way, and said that for people in the office that can't call or tweet fast enough that they can't get their questions asked. Well, there's other ways to reach Sigmund Bloom so that if you don't get it as part of the show, you can still get to him to get the answers you need.
Yeah, we're always going to default to callers first.
Yeah, but if you want to hit him up on Twitter, he's good about that. And footballguys.com is a great website in which they are constantly responsive to the people and their needs. So that's why he's on the show, to make sure that you know that there are other ways to reach him, but while we can, we're going to get as many as we can out of the way, and that's the fastest way to do it.
Yeah, did you see this article about HBO is getting out of the boxing business? How wild is that? Nick, did you see this?
I did. I saw the statement and everything. Apparently, they're not making enough money, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to do boxing at all. I guess they're going to nitpick, so they're probably going to go for like the big fights and not a whole bunch of fights. They're not going to promote like 27 million fights in a fight card.
Here's what's crazy is they've got a 37-year-old executive vice president of sports called, his name is Peter Nelson, and that tells you something right there, I think, because boxing is kind of known as an old school old man sport.
Yep.
This is a 37-year-old guy who probably didn't grow up on boxing necessarily, and he's out there, and this was his statement: this is not a subjective decision, is what he said. Our audience research informs us that boxing is no longer a determinant factor for subscribing to HBO. So they're looking at the numbers and they're saying people aren't getting HBO because they want to watch boxing, so we're out of the boxing business.
Crazy.
Shock to you at all, Nick?
Yeah, yes and no, because they just haven't been able to make the money. And like boxing has been for the past, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years? There's like one good fight per year that people are willing to pay for, and that's just the unfortunate nature of the business. So it looks like HBO is going to have to cut its costs and not promote boxing fights all the time.
There you go. All right, we got an hour to go on the show, two in the books behind us, so we're going to continue with more. Sports Mappers are going to join us next, so make sure you stay tuned, and make sure you also realize Gallery Furniture is the place to be if you need furniture in the Houston area. Three locations to better serve you: Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area, and, of course, I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which of the three locations you choose, everything that Mac tells you is everything that they're going to do. That means you buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours. It's solid wood, quality American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster. They're doing the Astros promotion again, so if you buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, and if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. It's all part of the way Mac does business, and the one thing that Mac always says is exactly what he's going to do, and that's the thing that makes the most sense and matters most to you. That is, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.